What if everything in your life right now, your bank account, your relationships, your health, your happiness, is the direct result of decisions you made months or years ago? Not luck, not circumstances, choices. This realization can be uncomfortable, but it's also empowering. Because if your past choices created your present reality, then today's choices are quietly designing your future. The question is, are you making them consciously? Or are you running on autopilot? Success isn't mysterious. It's not reserved for the lucky or the naturally gifted. It comes down to something far simpler and more accessible, focus. But not the kind of scattered, multitasking frenzy our culture celebrates. Real focus means channeling your energy toward what truly matters while deliberately ignoring everything else. It means building habits that serve your goals, eliminating those that sabotage them, and making decisions with unusual clarity about where you're headed. Think about your morning. Did you hit snooze 3 times? Skip breakfast? Check your phone before greeting your family? These tiny actions seem inconsequential, but they're links in a chain, either pulling you toward success or anchoring you in mediocrity. Habits are the invisible architecture of your future. Poor health habits cost the U.S. economy $286 billion annually, yet we often remain blind to our destructive routines. Changing deeply ingrained habits takes longer than the popular 21-day myth suggests, but eventually it becomes harder not to do your new habit than to do it. Transform just 4 habits yearly, and in 5 years, you'll have 20 positive routines revolutionizing your life. Start with brutal honesty. What counterproductive patterns operate invisibly in your life? Chronic lateness? Talking instead of listening? Taking work home instead of being present with family? The first step is naming these patterns. Then study people who've achieved what you want. When launching Chicken Soup for the Soul, consulting best-selling authors and implementing their disciplined habits, daily radio interviews, sending books to reviewers, offering free content, led to 500 million books sold worldwide. Success wasn't magic, it was method. Stop trying to be good at everything. The Rolling Stones don't handle their own logistics. LeBron James doesn't manage his own travel. Champion performers focus exclusively on what they do extraordinarily well while letting others handle everything else. Your greatest rewards come from activities where you score a perfect 10 on the talent scale, things you do effortlessly that others find impossibly difficult. Consider Gord Wiebe, who went from railroad worker to building a $190 million business by aligning his strengths with opportunity. Understanding whether you're naturally a starter or finisher changes everything. Starters generate brilliant ideas but abandon projects before completion. Finishers thrive on organization and bringing projects home. Neither is better, they're complementary. The key is partnership. Pair starters with finishers to maximize productivity. When your business expands, hiring help isn't an expense, it's an investment. Choose someone complementary to your skills, not a clone. They might initially perform at 75% of your ability, but they'll eventually match or exceed it while you're accomplishing things only you can do. The 4D formula helps you escape urgent but unimportant tasks. Dump it. Say no to unnecessary activities. Delegate it. Hand over tasks others can do. Defer it. Schedule important but non-urgent matters. And do it. Tackle genuinely important projects immediately. Maintaining focus requires saying no more often. To yourself, silence that negative inner voice. To other people, close your door when concentration is needed. To technology, turn off your phone during focused work. Sir Alex Ferguson maintained one unwavering focus. Every year, we have one focus, winning trophies. Peter Daniels failed school, struggled with learning disabilities, and went bankrupt 3 times. Today, he's an internationally acclaimed businessman and best-selling author. His secret? He schedules 1 full day each week just to think, to envision his future, and generate ideas. This practice transformed him from school failure to multimillionaire. Developing unusual clarity means creating space for strategic thinking, even if you start with just 5 minutes weekly. But goals aren't wishes. They're the ongoing pursuit of a worthy objective until accomplished. Ongoing means it takes time. Pursuit suggests overcoming obstacles. Worthy means the reward justifies the effort. Until accomplished implies doing whatever it takes. Effective goals must be yours, not imposed by others. They must be specific and measurable. Start exercising is vague. Exercise 30 minutes, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 7 to 7:30 a.m. is a plan. Goals should stretch you beyond your comfort zone while remaining realistic. Remember, there are no unrealistic goals, only unrealistic timeframes. List everything you want to accomplish in 5 years using I am or I will statements. Then visualize with images and affirmations like, I am enjoying a one-month vacation with my family in Australia with specific target dates. Canadian swimmer Mark Tewksbury mentally rehearsed his Olympic race the night before competing, seeing himself on the podium, hearing the crowd, accepting the gold medal. The next day, he swam exactly as imagined and won. Your mind can't distinguish between vividly imagined experiences and real ones. Setbacks are inevitable. Champions recover faster by maintaining clear vision during chaos. Wee Mitchell survived devastating burns and paralysis, focusing on possibilities rather than losses. It's not what happens to you, it's what you do about it that counts. When crisis hits, focus on solutions. List 10 options to improve your situation. This reveals unexpected opportunities. Build financial reserves by saving 20% or more of profits. Learn from mistakes and avoid negative news that reinforces recession mentality. After her husband died, Luann Mitchell faced hostile shareholders calling her a blonde piece of fluff. She rallied employees, built a $45 million expansion, and opened Asian markets, transforming the company from near bankruptcy to $500 million in revenue within 2.5 years. Remember, obstacles are individual events, not your entire life. Your attitude remains the one thing you can always control. Relationships determine both personal fulfillment and business success. Life operates in spirals, upward when things flourish, downward when they deteriorate. To create upward spirals, analyze past successful relationships. Mentally replay significant moments from first meeting to maturity. This creates a blueprint for future connections. Before entering important partnerships, use Warren Buffett's three critical questions. Do I like them? Do I trust them? Do I respect them? If any answer is no, walk away. Avoid chronic complainers who drain your energy. Distance yourself from habitual whiners who dump negativity on you. For business growth, prioritize your core clients, consistent buyers providing steady revenue and referrals. Acquiring new clients costs significantly more than retaining existing ones. The and-then-some technique transforms relationships through honest feedback. Ask your partner to rate your performance on a scale of 1 to 10, then follow with, "What would I have needed to do to make it a 10? Listen without defensiveness, then reverse roles. This weekly practice builds extraordinary relationships through continuous improvement. When approaching potential mentors, be sincere and direct. Ask for just 10 minutes monthly, a request that's both a compliment and reasonable. Confidence is a habit strengthened daily despite fear and uncertainty. Nelson Mandela proved this through 26 years of imprisonment. But confidence alone isn't enough. You need purpose. Unfinished business drains tremendous energy. You can respond through denial, limbo, or confrontation, the most effective yet often avoided. The key is stepping into your fear, which usually exists only in your mind and disappears when confronted directly. Finding purpose requires quiet reflection. It begins with recognizing your talents and what energizes you, caring deeply about something and feeling you're making a difference, regardless of fame or money. Terry Fox exemplifies purpose in action. At 18, facing cancer and leg amputation, he committed to running across Canada. His Marathon of Hope raised $24.7 million for cancer research. Despite running with a prosthetic leg, Terry covered 3,339 miles in 143 days, nearly a marathon daily. Though cancer claimed his life in 1981, his legacy has raised over $400 million. Purpose transcends goals. It's the umbrella under which goals operate. Three elements activate it. Align it with natural abilities, be determined through obstacles, and maintain humility despite success. In a world celebrating busyness over meaning, focus becomes your superpower. Not scattered attention, but deliberate concentration on what truly matters, building habits that serve your vision, investing time in your brilliance, and living with purpose that transcends personal gain. Your future is being designed right now by the choices you're making and the focus you're bringing to what matters most.